Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this morning's devotions. We're going to be looking at something today that we're going to stay along with people in the Bible. But today I want to look at shepherds. Shepherds. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct in this devotional, that we might get something out of it, and we'll give you the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. What is a shepherd? What does a shepherd do? And I want to take a look at that a little bit this morning, because the Bible talks a lot about shepherds, and I want to take a look at that this morning. But the first thing I see that a shepherd does is he cares for his flock. In Genesis chapter 31, verses 38 to 40, it says, "This 20 years have I been with thee, thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams and their flock have I not eaten. That which was torn by beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. My hand didst thou require of it, whether stole by day or stole by night. Thus I was in the day of drought, consume me, and the frost by night, and my sheep departed from mine eyes." In Psalms chapter 78, verses 52 and 53, it says, "But made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safety, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies." We need to realize that the first thing that a shepherd does is he cares for his flock. In the first verses that we read, we see Jacob talking to his father-in-law, telling him that he took care of all of his sheep. And we need to realize that that's what a shepherd does. The shepherd cares for the flock and takes care of it. Not only that, but a shepherd also not only cares for the flock, but he also waters the flock. In Genesis chapter 29, verses 2 to 10, it says this. It says, "And he looked, and behold, a well of water, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of the well they watered the flock, and the great stone was upon the well's mouth. And hither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran we are. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel his daughter cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, is this yet nigh high noon? Neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until the flocks be gathered together, and until we roll a stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake to them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother." We need to realize is that sheep need water. Sheep need water just like everything else, any other animal. They need water. They need to be watered. And here we see Jacob at the well. He was going to look for a wife, and he came to the well, and it wasn't time to water the sheep, but yet he rolled the stone away, and he watered Rachel's sheep. We need to realize that a good shepherd will find water for his sheep, not only physical water, but also spiritual water. We need to understand that it's the shepherd's job to care for those sheep, whether it be food or water or what it is. It's the shepherd's job to take care of those sheep. But then he also causes the sheep to rest, or the flock to rest. In Psalm 23:2, it says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. beside still waters. Jeremiah 33:12 says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, again in this place, which is desolate without a man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be a habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down." You know, it was the shepherd's job to make sure that the sheep had good rest. You know, our sheep could not grow the way it should if it didn't rest. It's much like you and I. We need to have rest. There's times when all of a sudden we just need to say, "Hey, I am tired, I can't go anymore, and I just need rest." And so we need to realize that God wants us to rest. God wants us to recoup. He wants us to regenerate. He wants us to get a new charge, so to speak. It's no different with the sheep. The shepherd had to take it to a nice place where there was lots of pasture, and he would allow them to take and have rest. Not only did he want them to rest, but he also counts the sheep. He counted the sheep. In Leviticus chapter 27, verse 32, it says, "And concerning the tithe of the Lord, or the flock, even whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord." We need to realize that a shepherd made sure that he had all of his sheep. He made sure that every one of the sheep were there. If you've ever driven along the road and seen a herd of sheep, you'll see in that herd some black sheep. There'll be some all white ones, and there'll be a few black ones. What the black one is every 100 sheep, they put one black sheep. That way they know how many sheep are in that flock just by counting the black sheep. And so here we see that it was a shepherd's obligation to make sure that he kept track of how many sheep that he had. He also knows the sheep's name. In John chapter 10, verses 3 to 5, it says, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger." What we need to realize is that a shepherd being with the sheep all the time, the sheep know his voice. They know that when he speaks, they know exactly who it is that is speaking. And a sheep will take and follow the voice of their shepherd. And you know, as I was doing this, I got to thinking about ourselves. We need to listen to the still small voice of the Lord, and we need to follow him. Whenever he speaks, we need to follow. Not only that, but a shepherd also separates the sheep from the goats. In Matthew 25:32, it says, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." We need to realize that many times a shepherd would have goats and sheep together grazing on a field and things like that. And so what he would do is at night he would separate the goats from the sheep. And he would put the goats in one pen and he'd put the sheep in another pen. And that's how they separated the two of them. And by doing that, he knew where the sheep were and he knew where the goats were. This also speaking of the end time, of how the Lord Jesus is going to separate those that know him and those that don't know him. And we need to realize that we need to know him, and we will be part of his flock. But he also keeps the sheep safe. In John chapter 10, verse 1, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." 1 Samuel 17, 34 and 35 says, "And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him." What we need to realize is that the shepherd's job is to keep the sheep safe. And a shepherd many times would almost give his very life to take and save the sheep. And as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know what? That's what Jesus did for us, isn't it? He gave his own life for his flock, us. And it was only because of what he did on the cross, and he died and he was buried and he rose again the third day, that you and I can have eternal life. But who is this good shepherd? Who is this good shepherd? Jesus is the good shepherd. In John chapter 10, verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. 1 Peter 2:25 says, For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. 1 Peter 5:4 says, And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. We need to realize that Jesus is our good shepherd. He's the one who's going to care for us. He's the one who's going to feed us. He's the one who's going to give us water. He's the one who's going to give us rest. And we need to realize that we need to listen to his voice. We need to also realize that priests and prophets are good shepherds or preachers. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1 through 6 says this, And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them, and ye are scattered because there is no shepherd, and they become meat to all the beasts of the field, when they were scattered. My sheep wandering through all the mountains and upon every hill, high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. We need to realize this, is a preacher is a shepherd. You know, a preacher is given the responsibility to feed the flock of that God has given him, which is the church. You know, it's a pastor's responsibility to make sure that every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Sunday night, that there's a message given out to the flock so that they can grow spiritually. And that's what the pastor's responsibility is. Not only that, but we need to take and look at what a shepherd isn't. A shepherd is an abomination, believe it or not, to Egypt. In Genesis chapter 46, verse 34, it says, That ye shall say, Thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth until now. But we and also our father, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. What we need to realize is back in the days of Jacob and Joseph, a shepherd was an abomination to the Egyptians. The Egyptians didn't like sheep. They liked cattle, but they didn't like sheep. They thought that the sheep ate too much and that they were worth absolutely nothing to them. And, you know, it reminds me of how Satan thinks of us as Christians. He doesn't think we're worth anything other than since we're saved. And we need to realize that our good shepherd watches over us all the time. Not only that, but the last thing is this. A shepherd used in the announcement of the Lord. You know, this is what amazes me, is how God used a lowly shepherd to announce the birth of the Lord. In Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, it says, And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. You know, the thing I find amazing about that whole story is that here some lowly shepherds working at night on the night watch. They're working the third shift, so to speak. And they're watching the sheep on the hillside. And all of a sudden, the angels come and they proclaim Christ's birth to them. It wasn't the rich and famous. It wasn't the wealthy or those who lived in the palace or anything else. It was lowly shepherds that the angels came and pronounced Christ's birth. We need to realize that we don't have to be rich. We don't have to be famous for God to use us. All we need to be is available. Those shepherds were available. They were on the hillside watching their sheep at night, and the angels came and gave the proclamation that Jesus had been born. Then they went and they saw the Christ child. We need to realize is when God calls us, we need to go. And that's exactly what they did. Each and every one of us have to realize that we do have a good shepherd, and that's the Lord Jesus. And we need to realize that he is there for us all the time. He will give us food. He will give us water. He will help us to rest. And yet he will also lead us in the paths that we need to go on if we'll only listen to his voice. We need to realize that Jesus is our good shepherd, and we just need to continue to listen to him. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for this devotional on shepherds. I pray that we might be able to use some of this in our own lives. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for being there for us. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Don't forget this weekend. Tomorrow morning, we've got men's breakfast at 8 o'clock here at the church, men's prayer breakfast. Sunday morning, Sunday school at 9 o'clock, church at 10, and Sunday evening church at 5. So hope to see you there. If not, I'll see you online. Thanks for joining in today, and we'll have devotions Monday morning, same time, same place. God bless. Thanks, Dana.